Kelly for breakfast.
These guys are my favourite.
Bendigo's 93.5.
Triple M.
I'm finding that friends of mine are definitely saving because you're not going out and buying clothes. You're suspending your gym membership. With school, I know that school has gone back, well, some of the grades as of this week, but certainly in the period when homeschooling was in full force, a lot of parents saving on, you know, not buying lunches, excursions.
This is where it's all going to stop because our businesses come Monday, particularly cafes and restaurants, will have more people. It's all right to say save it, but the businesses are not saving anything. In fact, they're losing and going backwards.
Where I'm going with this, Cogs. I'm hoping that a lot of people locally that have been saving money can now go out as of the 1st of June to our restaurants and cafes and spend the money and have a little bit of a celebration too for the fact that we have been doing it hard for so long and indoors and what have you. So I'm just hoping that the money is poured back into our local community.
And it's time to say this, and I say it in a nice way, don't go to Melbourne and spend your money, spend it here.
Exactly.
We're buggers like that. We've got DFO down the road in Essendon, which means you don't really go to Melbourne. You turn off to the airport. Mm. Bang. So, you know, and that's a good spot. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, we've got some great spots here and it's time. You know, it's time that we put back into what we've got here because these poor buggers, I'm telling you now, I see it regularly. In fact, yesterday I saw it again. It's cruel. It's just cruel what's gone on.
Oh, it is.
I had a business where we had to close for one night. And it was sort of a legal thing, but we were bleeding. Now these poor buggers have been closed for 3 months, so I can only imagine that what they're going through. So come on, let's feel for them. And it's all right to say saving money, but we need to pour it back.
Well,
in.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, please do it.
I'm seeing it, and I'm sure you're seeing it. And if you're listening, you're seeing it as well. And it would be awesome if we can pour it back into our local community.
Just quickly, can I be really positive and say that I've spoken to a lot of people who have got takeaway when they didn't really need to. And what I mean by that is, even I can go and whip open a can of steak and mushrooms, or whatever you call it, braised steak, and put it on a bit of toast.
Yuck.
Even I can, it wasn't too bad, goes through you, though, I tell you. Anyway, I can do that. Do you know what I mean? But we've decided at our joint that we try and do a couple of diets a week takeaway, and we don't have all the money in the world. So Tyson's Roof last night, beautiful butter chicken, by the way. And I've tried the Nash everywhere I've tried to get around to.
Yeah, same.
Regularly.
Shop around, basically, and give everyone a little bit. Look, 132710, if you've been able to save. Be interested to hear from you. I've got a poll on our Facebook page. 45% have said sadly no, but 55% are saying yes. 132710, love to hear from you if you've saved during CV19. So you've saved money during CV19, Vicky?
Yes, we did. But Kylie, I hope that with all the money we've saved, we get out there when it's all over and really support these people. I'm hoping that we all go berserk just to get out and spend and have meals and really support these people. They've done it so hard.
You are so right. And look, there's a lot of people too with the job seeker in particular that are getting, and look, I feel for them by all means, but during COVID-19, they're getting roughly an extra $500. So I'm hoping that they are putting a little bit away to do exactly the same thing when we can go out and kick back a little bit.
That's what I'm hoping. I was lucky. I work in the education department. And I was lucky. My job was there. So, but my husband had to go on JobKeeper. That's okay. But we've saved money. We've kept up with our mortgage. We've kept up with our bills. So I'm just hoping that everyone just spends a little bit and gets out there and supports these poor people.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Hey, thanks, Vic, and spend your money.
No worries.
Good on you, Vicky.
Okay, I will. Bye.
All right, if you've got to say, jump on our Triple M Facebook page because saving, we need to pour it back in.
Oh, we do indeed. Mm. Yep, we need to give back for sure.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
I get a laugh every day driving to work.
Bendigo's 93.5. Triple M.